This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The Lunar New Year officially began last week. This is the Year of the Tiger, known for strength, bravery, and passion. And to celebrate, WBEZ's Lisa Labas talked with historian Sherman Dilla Thomas about the history of Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood.
When did the first wave of Chinese immigrants arrive in Chicago?
There were one or two Chinese families living in Chicago as early as the 1860s, but they didn't arrive in mass until the late 1800s, early 1900s.
So Chinatown, it's right around like Archer, Cermak on the south side, and that's south of the Loop. But its original location was farther north. Where exactly was it?
Another excellent question. So the former, I guess what we will call Chinatown, was in between Dearborn and Clark Street and what today we call Ida B. Wells and Taylor.
So like really in the Loop.
Yeah, absolutely. In what we would now, I guess, consider Printer's Row.
Well, then why did Chinatown move to its present location?
You're on a roll today with awesome questions. So historically, when the Chinese came to America to build the railroads, they usually came in clans from different areas in the southern portion of China. Those clans were made up of several close-knit villages and families, which is the reason why in any Chinatown in America, they still have a bunch of those family associations. So some of the families created like tongs or henchmen. Those were the people that would like enforce the rules of the communities. As time went on, the Chinese like gang image, they wanted to get rid of that, you know, so they started to call themselves the benevolent associations to, you know, complete the rules. They start to have their own court through those associations. And from that, they start to develop methods to, you know, control their community. So Chinatown along Cermak Road was controlled by the Oling Benevolent Association. And when the Hip Sing Benevolent Association didn't agree with them, they started their own community on the north side, which now we call Argyle Street.
All right. All right. So how was Chicago's Chinese American community different from other Chinatowns at the time?
Ours was more of a working class community compared to Chinatowns in larger cities like Toronto, San Francisco, and New York. Those larger Chinatowns were more cosmopolitan and had money pouring in from wealthy investors from Hong Kong. Ours, you know, kind of built themselves up.
But, you know, just like a lot of other immigrant communities in Chicago at the time, you had Chinese Americans who were cut off from a lot of economic development. So then they had to create their own economic support, their own economies, rather, to support their own neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess there's a few like marginalized groups that feel invisible as it relates to the fight for equality. And the Chinese Americans are certainly one of them. Especially back then, right, if they needed assistance from the state or a county official and they filled out an application and they seemed like that Chinese name on there, they were probably going to not get approved. You know, we haven't always had the best, references as it relates to Chinese America. You know, a lot of people don't talk about this, but they had a pretty good underground economy, too, that helped move things along. They had their own policy kings, same way we had people like the Jones brothers we previously talked about.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to talk to you more about that. So Chicago's Chinatown, it's the only Chinatown in the country that's growing, and it looks like we're soon going to have an Asian ward.
Yeah, which would be pretty cool, right? Chicago never had a majority Asian ward. Amaya Pawar was the first Southeast Asian alderman elected in 2011, but his ward, the 47th ward, I believe, was predominantly white. Teresa Ma was the first Asian American elected to the Illinois General Assembly in 2017. Her district does include Chinatown, but it also includes like Bridgeport, I think McKinley Park, which is predominantly Asian and Latino. Now we have a total of five Asian representatives in the Illinois General Assembly from all over the state.
All right. Sherman Dilla Thomas is a local historian and a regular contributor to WBEZ. Thank you so much, Sherman.
Thank you.